You're listening to KTWH, and we are interrupting our broadcasting for our regular interview with Greg Ruberg. He is CEO of Lakeview Clinic and Hospital right here in Two Harbors with our weekly COVID update. Thank you, Greg, for showing up again this week.
You're welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. Let's start by talking about there's a new COVID hotline, or maybe it's not new, but we need to know about it. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I think this has been really a point of confusion, probably ongoing, and it is slightly confusing. So we have a COVID hotline at St. Luke's that supports our healthcare system. So that supports St. Luke's, all of the clinics, Lakeview, our clinic. And what the COVID hotline is really designed to do is screen individuals that are having symptoms or meet other criteria to say, yes, you should have a COVID test, or no, a COVID test is not indicated. Again, I always think about that's one pathway. It's a way to get a COVID test. There's the other pathway is medical care. So that's if you need medical services, whether it's clinic services, urgent care, or ER, then we will take care of all of that right at Lakeview. You don't need to call the COVID hotline.
So let's keep that COVID hotline for COVID-specific cases, or COVID-specific inquiries at least.
Yeah, the easiest way to think about it is if you are trying to get a COVID test, but you do not need medical care, that the COVID hotline serves that purpose. For everything else, as far as really requesting medical services or scheduling an appointment, we will do that right through Lakeview, through our normal channels.
Okay, great. Thank you for the clarification. And now we have a mask mandate coming down from the governor. Is there anything you want to explain about that or clarify, or let's just talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, this is something we expected over the last probably couple of weeks, and I know we touched on this last week, and I was interviewed about this during the week as well. We were seeing cities across Minnesota really passing their own mandates, you know, Rochester, Winona, Duluth, Superior most recently. And so some of the challenges that was creating is that there were some inconsistencies between cities. There were cities that, you know, take some time and effort to pass one of those, and the Minnesota Hospital Association, the Minnesota Medical Association, among other stakeholder groups, really advocated to the governor to pass a statewide mandate. The benefits, I think, to that were there was one clear mandate that was across the state. Businesses that maybe felt some political pressure not to require masks in their organization, this, if there's a mandate, it makes it much easier for them. And I think we've always talked for the last couple of months trying to really filter out or sort out all of the political issues around COVID and masks and really going back to science. What is our best science telling us? What's research showing? And right now that's showing that masks do help. They're not perfect, but they do help.
Yep. So hopefully we can all put on masks and not stop thinking about it so much.
Right. I've got a couple of questions this week about that. And again, the governor's mandate, which goes into effect tomorrow, talks about, you know, wearing a mask in public building and public businesses when you're in close contact with people. So it's not a substitute for social distancing, but it's a requirement when you're inside, you know, a closed space with other people. And so, again, if you're out hiking and you're maintaining 6 feet of distance, that is better than being close with a mask. And so I think I just remind people that distance is effective. Masks are also effective, but they're not a substitute.
Right. Right. Masks are when you have to be closer to people, and they reduce the risk in that situation.
Correct.
Great. Thank you. And now, so let's talk a little bit about our numbers in Lake County. We're inching up. We're not very high, but it doesn't necessarily reflect the number of tests, since we do test here for people not from here. Can you explain exactly what goes on that way?
Yeah, the first comment I would make, I think some people that follow the MDH website closely will note that we were at 14 one day this week, and then the next day we were back down to 13. And I heard one comment, yep, the testing's inaccurate, we can't rely on it. But in reality, what happened there was a test from another county got really put into the Lake County number. And so we track those closely. Public Health does a great job in Lake County watching that, monitoring, and so they were able to submit that correction. So we went back down to 13, so it's accurate, and we rely on that, and I trust that process. The other question that has come up is I've heard, you know, people have said, well, is there a false sense of security because we're only at 13? And I think we're very fortunate to be at 13 still with all of the testing that we've done, both at Lakeview and Ascension and St. Luke's have done a significant amount of testing for Lake County residents as well, and we're staying stable. But the other side of that is we know there have been people from other states and other counties in Minnesota that have been in Lake County and have been tested for COVID and showed up positive, but we will never see those numbers here. So that will go back to the county, whether it's, you know, Hennepin County or if it's New Jersey. I mean, it just goes back to where they live. So I think we have to assume that there is more COVID in Lake County than we're seeing on the numbers. And so it's even more important to follow all of those guidelines that we've talked about for weeks or months.
Yeah, and I'll just add one quick note is we see tourists in our business, and we've had a few who, before we even see them, they've canceled their time with us because someone got sick, even just very mildly sick in their family. So I think, you know, if tourists come and they head home right away when they're sick, you know, that will really help too. And also that it does make me see that there are people up here with COVID, but hopefully they're returning home as soon as they find it. And then we wouldn't necessarily see it in the numbers that way either.
Right. Yeah. It seems to be that Lake County, the residents of Lake County, and I think from what I've heard anecdotally from patients and individuals and what I've seen is people that are coming to our communities up the North Shore are following guidelines for the most part. I think some are not, of course. But again, it's that critical mass. If you get enough people, you can really have an impact.
Yes. And then I've also heard more of people, you know, being in various circumstances where you're asked to isolate yourself or quarantine yourself, and when those get followed well, then it seems like the risk is much lower and things can stay open in that way too. So I don't know, I would just add that little encouragement of if we're supposed to isolate, we should really isolate and consider it a service to another small thing we can do to keep the big things going.
I would agree. One of the things I think has been good news that we've seen over the last weeks and months, at least locally, as you know, I think everybody knows as our cases increased, there were people calling, asking for tests, and they were telling us, I was in close contact with somebody who just got tested for COVID. I'm sure they have it. Well, that doesn't meet the criteria. But what we've done is shared with them, you know, make sure that you're communicating to that individual, and they should have received this when they were tested as well. Exactly your point. You should self-isolate, and then people that were around them should also self-isolate to the best of their ability, wear masks when they're out in public, use a lot of hand sanitizer. And what we've seen is people have been in contact with those who have been confirmed positive, but they have not gotten COVID. And so I think, you know, 2 months ago, we thought if you walked by somebody that had COVID, you were going to get it. That's how contagious it was. But what we're seeing anecdotally and some of the research now shows, back to that concept of viral load, is you can, if you take precautions, you can be by somebody and not get it if you do the right things. And there's some luck involved there as well, but I think it comes down to those guidelines.
Yeah, so the bottom line is all this, it's not actually an out-of-control situation anymore. We do control it, and we, to some degree, can manage this and keep everything as rolling as we can. And that's what I keep hearing, and I'm hearing that more from you as well, Greg. So thank you for that. And is there anything else that we forgot to talk about?
Well, the last point that I would make is, you know, you've seen some news that Wisconsin had a record-breaking day here this week with the number of confirmed positives. There's the COVID task force now is in the Twin Cities doing some work considering one area a hotspot. But if you look at hospitalizations overall, you know, we're seeing there's some good news in those numbers. So I think I keep telling people, sort through the data that you're looking at, look at multiple sources, don't follow what you're seeing on Facebook as the gospel truth, is, you know, look at opposing viewpoints and really look at the numbers. Again, we are making an impact, and I think there is some good news. There's still some challenges ahead, we know that. But it's not what we thought 2 or 3 months ago. So I think that's positive.
Yes. Wonderful. Well, thank you, Greg, and we will talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.
You bet. That was Greg Ruberg. He is the CEO of Lakeview Clinic and Hospital right here in Two Harbors Inn with his weekly check-in. That interview will be rebroadcast tomorrow between 9 and 11 a.m. Now back to our regular programming.